Alright. We're rolling. Today is Thursday. I was going to bike for my team, Coyotes, today, but our practice got canceled for some reason, so I'm in here. Mom's out at a job interview right now, so that's pretty exciting. But yeah, let's just hop right in it. Today I'm talking about energy management, and yeah, so I'll start it off with a quote from Mark Manson. "With great responsibility comes great power. If you take more responsibility in what happens in your life, you'll have more power. We're all dealt different cards, but your choices matter more." So, like, if you take more responsibility in your actions for what you do in your life, then you'll have more power over your life. And I'm sorry, I have the hood on today because hair's not, it's not doing me justice today. But yeah, here's some examples for taking responsibility over your life. You aren't doing good on YouTube. You blame it on, say, an algorithm or people not looking for your videos. Are you having a, or not you, but just the algorithm's off. Instead, you can quit looking at numbers and focus your energy on improving your videos. And then you'll have more power on YouTube because you'll have better videos. Another one. Your girlfriend breaks up with you. You're sad and you cry and you're lonely for 3 months. Instead, what you could do is you can not blame it on her, and instead you can improve yourself and you can get over it. And that makes your life a lot better, like if you just get over it right away. And then that takes us into energy management. This is a very like in-depth topic, and I like went deep into this when I wrote it. You have a limited amount of energy to get to the things that you want. For example, you could put energy towards reading fiction for 12 hours or nonfiction for 6 hours. And if you look at both and you like weigh the positives and the negatives, 6 hours of nonfiction, you have to work hard to read, so you improve your focus. That's a plus. You learn valuable things. That's a plus. And you only use 6 hours of your time. That's another plus. But if you read 12 hours of nonfiction, you're entertained, so you read longer, and it improves focus. That's a plus. You wasted 12 hours. That's a minus. And you didn't learn really anything at all. So that's another minus. As you can see, there's three pluses on the nonfiction side and one plus and two minuses on the fiction side. So basically, what I mean by that is just weigh the positives and the negatives, and you'll be able to find out which task is better. So there's a lot more than this, like topic wise, but this is just the like bare minimum positives and negatives, like the most simple stuff. As you can see, 6 hours of nonfiction is way more valuable than 12 hours of fiction. Alright, so, energy versus time. As you saw in the book, you spent more energy on the nonfiction, but less time, and less energy on the fiction, but more time. Right? So that takes us to energy and time are very different. You can use less time, but also use more energy. Or vice versa. This is why putting your energy towards nonfiction is way more beneficial than putting less energy, but more time into fiction, which is entertainment. And nonfiction is improvement and productivity. Pick two things, weigh the positives and negatives. Whichever outweighs the positive of the other is what you do. You need some form of entertainment. Alright, so, since we figured out that you can use more energy in less amount of time, that means if you are constantly doing productive things, you're gonna, like, crash. You're not gonna be able to do anything. And you're gonna feel very not motivated. That's why you need entertainment. Because you use less energy for entertainment, but more time. So if you balance the two out, you become more energy efficient. Entertainment, whether it's watching a video, which can be productive. You can watch a productivity video or watch something and learn something from it. And it's still entertainment, which is a good thing because you're still using less energy, but you're absorbing more. Or even taking a nap. Like, you could take a nap and you'd be using not a lot of energy at all. You'd actually recharge energy. Yeah. So, things that are entertainment use less energy are usually more time. It can help you recharge. So, like, if you're doing, like, a lot of productivity stuff, you can take a break and watch TV or something. And that'll help you recharge, and that'll help you make yourself more motivated to do things, right? So that takes us to, this doesn't mean watch TV all day or not be productive at all. It means balance the two. 75, 25, 50, 50, 25, 75. Balance the two in a way that you're comfortable with, and that makes you very energy efficient. And this is the most important thing. If you learn to combine both productivity and entertainment, you can become an energy efficient machine. Whether it be walking your dog while listening to music or mowing lawns while listening to productivity podcasts, if you combine productivity and entertainment, you are using less energy and more energy at the same time, and you're also gaining energy as you're losing it. So you become like a machine. You become an energy efficient machine. And when I say machine, I mean like a good one. Like, you have a high amount of motivation. You have a lot of energy. That's why people listen to music. And that's pretty much it. That is energy management. And I guess I'll connect it back to what I said at the start. With great responsibility comes great power. If you take responsibility in what you do during the day and not say like, oh, it's just because other people are boring or something like that, that you can't be productive or you can't like watch TV or anything like that. You have to like be able to balance the two, and that's how you take responsibility in that action. So yeah. Episode, I don't even know. Peace.